Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 8:50 on a Sunday morning, and you know what that means. We're going back in time. Johnny Rabbit joins us. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, good morning. We are. Thank you, Scott. It doesn't seem all that long ago that it was a warm Cinco de Mayo night, Thursday, May 5th, 1966. I was cooling off with Dick Clayton, one of the WIL good guys, at one of our town's top places, Jack Parker's O'Connell's Pub, where we could watch the hustle of Gaslight Square move en masse on our side of Boyle, as well as across the street in front of the Gaslight Bar and the Musical Arts Building. It's 1966. It was hard to imagine that 13 years earlier, that area was given up for dead, and it was just as hard to fathom in that year of 66, that in 7 years, what was Gaslight would be dead and gone. As we washed down our London broil with some old Jameson over ice, 17 came in from the crowded sidewalk. A slim, elderly fellow, he sold hard-boiled eggs and boiled shrimp from the trunk of his black 51 Chevy. Oh, nobody knew his name, not for the lack of trying. He just said he was 17. Certainly, it wasn't his age, nor he was not named for the 1955 Fontaine Sisters song, 17. He said he chose the name for the number of years he'd been a resident of the Missouri State Pen, where he fittered away 17 years in a bum rap before the courts caught on and put away an innocent man. He wouldn't forget those years, because when he talked, about every eighth word he said was 17. If you stood among the throngs of fun chasers at Boyle and Olive, and a spell back that was called Greenwich Corners, it seemed the square was there to stay. That mob scene, basking in the soft glow of gaslights, offered no inkling that some localites were scared of going to that midtown oasis, even though rumor mongers, many with an axe to grind, were thickly spreading the word that there's a crime vortex swirling in the square. The inside dope had it that those scare tactics were fomented by a hush-hush conspiracy spearheaded by hotel operators, because the out-of-towners, bent for a night on the town, didn't want to stay at the inns to dine, drink, and dance, as their guests knew that in St. Louis you miss the action if you miss the square. So in an effort to stop their visitors from going to the square, they didn't have to spend all their time and money, the hotel folks put the squeeze on cabbies and cab companies to offer alternatives. The word from the hacks was that they were told that if they were caught transporting fares to Gaslight without warning in a fight, the hotel people would not feel fondly toward them, and to take action, what they legally could, even banning cab companies from their hotel stands. It didn't bode well for the taxi company, like Ace and Black and White and County Cab and Laclede and a dozen others. Well, say a cabbie picked up a fare at the Claridge Hotel or the Statler, and the passenger said, "Take me to the square." The driver should hit the brakes, turn around with feigned fright, tell his passengers it ain't safe there, make suggestions like to take him to the Chase Park Plaza. These secret shenanigans never made the pages of the Poster Globe, but any crime, no matter how small, on the square or near it, was usually front-page news. Of course, like any entertainment district from Times Square to the French Quarter, there was merit to taking precautions. In reality, if you were milling with the multitude in the square's main section, which constituted just a block and a half on Olive and a half block on Boyle, you'd be safe as if you were home sitting on your front stoop. But, as noted, getting off the beaten path, maybe parking your car a few blocks away, would not have been too smart. Likewise, taking an after-dark stroll away from the square after ingesting a few Kiba Libres, that wasn't too good either. Well, all that's left of the square is a small monument of what was there, copycat columns similar to those in front of Smokey Joe's Grecian Terrace are on top of the monument, and you see a smidgen of those days by taking a look at the Route 66 TV series, Hey Moth, Come Eat the Flame. It was shot on the square on September 20th of 63. Next Sunday, we'll talk about growing up in St. Louis. That's the title of my free Missouri History Museum program at 10:30, a week from Tuesday, May 13th. I'll have dozens of pictures and memories. We'll be joined by Valerie Gibson to tell about growing up in Mill Creek. Tom Stockman, Mr. Movie, will talk about movie theaters here. Ed Wheatley will have a whole bunch of stuff about sports of the past and teams and things we grew up with. We'll start the show with live piano and tuba music with Marianne and Joe Schulte. What a show. Don't miss it. And now, please don't miss this. The entertaining and exciting announcement. We're about to hear it from the voice of reason. Here he is. It's Scott Jagow.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.